Good evening, everyone. So this week has been a really busy week. I've had a lot going on. I will start a new job this coming Monday, so my podcast may take a little longer to get published or even get done, for that matter. But I'm going to try to stay diligent with it, just so you guys know. But this week has been crazy. We've had some ups and downs, some things that were my fault and really kind of brought to my attention some things that I'm going to have to improve on. So this week we've had a situation where something was witnessed and was told to me, and I asked a party that was involved if they were okay. Actually, I didn't ask them directly. I asked their best friend's mother, which in my book would have been normal and okay. I wasn't trying to be malicious. I wasn't trying to be ugly. But somehow, some way, those words were twisted and turned around and blown out of proportion to make something completely crazy out of something that was very innocent. However, it did teach me a lesson. The Bible says, do not have idle hands and be wary of gossip and idle lips, I believe is what it says. So that applied to this directly. It was none of my business. And if I had a question, I should have went directly to the source, as the Bible says. Now, we didn't have an issue, but even still yet, it was not my business to tell, nor my business to ask about, except that I was concerned. And still, even with that, that wasn't justification for me to say anything that I didn't know firsthand. So I learned that lesson this week, and then it did blow up and it did get ugly. Some, you know, kids got involved and said things that were completely untrue and made another kid look horribly bad, which was not the case at all. It was a completely innocent situation, and it just got misconstrued and blown completely out of proportion. But in learning all that, you have to be wary of what you're saying. Don't be so self-righteous that you think it's your duty to go tattle on someone, or your duty to correct, or your duty to speak out against a situation that is no concern of yours. Hurt feelings can happen very easily, and it is hard to take back words that are spoken after they've already been said. In fact, you can't do it. The memory will always be there. So what I would encourage you to do today is to be cautious and mindful with your tongue, because it can damage people even if you don't want it to, even if that wasn't your intentions. So again, don't gossip. And if you have an issue with somebody, go directly to them. And if it's not your concern, then it's not your concern and you need to stay out of it. So that's my little message for this week, or today. I'll probably have another one tomorrow, because I don't have to go to work till Monday. So you guys have a great day, and let's just pray this prayer. Lord, I just pray that you would bless us and quicken our hearts before we open our mouths. I pray that we would be quick to listen to you and not listen to anyone else in regards to you. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would convict us in the areas that we are wrong, and that we would be quick to repent and turn away from and offer apology if it's necessary. Lord, I love you and I thank you for all that you're showing us. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys have a great day.